Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Today is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015, and we are certainly glad to be back in your midst today. I thank God for blessing us and allowing us to see another day. I thank God that He allowed us to see a day that wasn't promised to us. I thank God because He is merciful, He has grace, and He is faithful to us all. The Kingdom assignment for today is restoring foundation. God says that He wants us to build. He wants us to restore the very foundation of what He created. So Isaiah 58:12, it says, King James Version, "And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the path to dwell in." And God is certainly mindful of us today as He allows us to see His manifestation here on earth in the rebuilding of His people, the rebuilding of His church, the rebuilding of His very foundation. And, you know, we should just always keep in mind that God's people are to seek to turn wildernesses into paradises. So there, you should know that there is no part of the world full of sorrow, but the heart of the believer may bring gladness to it. And so as we go out about today on our assignment, We should be looking to build the wildernesses into paradises, build the bad into good. We are looking to build one another. So, you know, this is such a timely message because we've got so many people that are really suffering. They are sacrificing. They are oppressed and depressed. And so we've got to find opportunities to build, no matter what capacity that you may work in, no matter what job title you might hold. There is always room to build, you know, but first, remember, the kingdom assignment is for you, so you should always be looking to build yourself, looking at ways that you can build you spiritually and naturally. And so God is saying build foundations, restore foundations. You know, it's so timely because, you know, we don't always look to build. We look to tear each one another down. You know, we're pretty bad at it in some of our cultures where we're tearing each other down. God is saying build, build, build. You know, in the churches now, you've got people that are distraught, people that are in mental anguish, people that are frustrated, people that are spiritually deprived, and turning to the church for help, turning to the church for answers. And instead of us building them up, we're tearing them down with rejection. We're tearing them down with judgment. We're tearing them down. And God never meant for us to tear one another down. He always meant for us to build. And so Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 5 says, "And I answered the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my ancestors are buried, so that I can rebuild it." Judah is the, it means praise, and so we are to build. We are to look at how can we build one another. What tools has God blessed us with? What gifts has God blessed us with to build? You know, the gifts that God gave us were to build, were always to edify and to build ourselves and to build the ministry, to build kingdom, and to build our sisters and our brothers. And so we've got to make sure that we are using them according to God's will for how we should be using the gifts that God blessed us with. Notice that it's God's will. God blessed us with those gifts, so we should be using it to glorify God. And so then we have Nehemiah 2 and 5. We move further down in chapter 2 in Nehemiah to verse 17, and we say, "Then I said to them, you see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace." Everything is and has to do with building. You see all around you the neighborhoods, you see the people, you see the temples, you see the foundation. We should always find ourselves working in the kingdom. We should always find ourselves building. The churches should be building the people, building leaders to go out and teach and preach the gospel. And so, you know, we have so many places around that are known as waste places. And what better way to go and do the work of God and to be a servant in this kingdom than to be attracted to those places, those old waste places, those old places that have been discarded, places that people and men have ignored, those places that they've just kind of turned away from, those people that they have just thrown away and done away with. We ought to go out and we've got to build these people. We've got to build them like never before. But you cannot build if you're not restored. So you've got to first ask God to field you and equip you and provide for you the things that you need so that you may be able to go out and work, go out and build, go out and attract to these old waste places for repair. So we should build of thee, shall build the old waste places and raise up foundations of many generations. Do you know that when you're rebuilding and when you're in the process of rebuilding, you're not just affecting that person that you built, but you're affecting a nation? Think about it. When the builder goes out to build a house, yes, the house could have just one resident, but most times it's a resident and the resident's family. So once that house has been completed, all the labor, the toil that went into it, the materials that were needed, once it is built, someone's going to reside in it. A family will reside in it. So it didn't just affect one person. It affected the entire family. And I look at it as each person represents a nation. So now you are restoring and rebuilding a nation upon nation. And we should look at each person in that way. You know, you never know who you are reaching out to serve, to build. You never know what that person may end up being or doing based on your sacrifice to reach out to senior brother and to build. So we've got to make sure that we're mindful and that we're moving in the way that God is having us move, and that we're listening to his instructions and his guidance on where to build. Do you know that you could be building in the wrong place? So we've also got to make sure that God is leading us to those wastelands. God is leading us to raise up foundations of many generations. And the promise is that thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of the past to dwell in. You're not just rebuilding, but you're providing a place where someone is able to travel down the path and also to dwell, to reside, to live in peace, to live in harmony, to live in love. So building is not just a natural thing where you're actually putting together materials and you're putting together a person, you're providing them with materialistic things, but you are also providing spiritual things. You're restoring the spiritual foundation. And I tell you something, restoring the spiritual foundation, it outweighs restoring the material foundation, because the spiritual foundation will go so much further, and it will assist that person in the direction that they should be going. It'll also restore their mind. It's restoring their heart. It is doing things that God intended. It's also leading and pointing them to God. It's redirecting focus on the will of God and the purpose that God has for their life. And just through, you know, going through and assisting with the spiritual restoration, that you will be able to see how it is going to affect a generation. It is restoring the foundations of many generations, because you'll see that person go out and begin to, you know, it says a shepherd begat sheep, you know. So we're begatting one person, and then the other, then the next person begat a person, and then the next person begat a person. So that's how it starts. We should never try to focus on more than one, or, you know, trying to win many. Yes, we want many souls to be won, but all it takes is that one person. You touch the life of that one person. You turn their focus to God, just that one person, and watch how that one person is going to go out and beget other people. And it's going to go out and touch other lives. And it's going to go out and assist in transforming and renewing the minds and hearts of other people. And so we have to be mindful on today's assignment on restoring foundation. You know, even in the worldly terms of foundation, as far as a house is concerned, the foundation is the thing that is solid. It is what holds the house up. And if the foundation begins to go, then the house begins to go. If the foundation shifts, then the house shifts. And it has so many different effects on the house. The house begins to crack in walls and in the ceiling, and also the doors are no longer lined up. Everything is misaligned. And so the foundation has to be solidified. It has to be restored in order for that house to be maintained, in order for that house to stand again. And so if you are working with the foundation, you're working with the stability, the solidarity of the natural life and the spiritual life. And so you're implanting, you're imparting some of God's wisdom and knowledge on the foundation, and you're building a solid foundation for God's plan. And so we've got to be mindful of that. You know, there's also such a thing as tearing down a foundation. We never want to do that, because when you're destroying your foundation, you're destroying the very being, you're destroying the very life of that person. And so we've got to make sure that we're not on the giving end of tearing someone down. We always want to be building them up, whether it's through words, whether it's through actions, whether it's through the gifts that God has given you. Nehemiah 4:1 says, when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews. Never let anyone talk you against what God has told you to do. Never let anyone shun you away from the will of the Father. You know, just as I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you about restoring foundation, the enemy doesn't want you to be restored. The enemy wants you to remain in the state that you're in. The enemy wants to even tear you down even the more. You know what? The enemy even wants to kill you and take you off this earth. So we've got to be mindful when people are in our midst, and if they are, you know, being used, available and being used by the enemy, they can tear us down. We can allow them to tear us down by the words that are coming out of their mouth or the actions, you know, and we got to understand that it is the enemy. So at that point, we've got to bind the enemy and rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. We are to guard our heart, guard our ears, because that is also the process of restoring the foundation. Some of you have been verbally abused as kids, verbally abused in abusive domestic violence relationships. You have been verbally and mentally and physically abused, and those things are to tear you down. And so what you've got to do is you've got to begin to allow God to come in and heal you and restore that foundation. And the way to do it, the first way to do it, is to guard your heart. Begin to guard your heart and your ears. Guard your ears like never before, because words, they come, they tear you down. You need to always be positive. Look for the positive in a situation and surround yourself with positive people that are people that are going to uplift you, people that are going to celebrate you, people that are going to exhort you, and they're going to motivate you. And you also need to be in that word. Be in the word like never before. The word edifies you. The word rebuilds you. The word restores you. The word is there to place that solid foundation in your life. And so you've got to get in that word. God, it will also edify you. Pray, build a relationship with God, and just allow him to commune with you. Allow him to restore in you the things that the cankerworm has ate away at, the things that this world has chipped away at, the things that people, you've allowed people to do to take away from the complete you. And so we are definitely in the rebuilding business. We're definitely in the restoring business. We're definitely in a place where God wants to use us. He wants to use us like never before. So I pray that this message has given you some type of motivation, some encouragement to move forward and to look inward and to restore your foundation, restore your spiritual foundation. And you'll start to notice that as you begin to restore and work towards restoring your foundation, your natural foundation will begin to go into a restoration mode. And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be easy. When you make your mind up to move towards God and the will of the Father, the enemy is going to fight you on it, because the enemy doesn't want you to be exposed to the truth. The enemy doesn't want you to be a whole and complete person. So you've got to understand that you are to move forward. Sometimes you've got to push forward and make up your mind, I am going to do the will of the Father no matter what. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, God is here with me. He is restoring me, and I am going to push forward to be restored. God is certainly in the restoration business, if you look around you on this earth, he is in the restoring business. You know, we are now in an economy where they're saying that the economy is bad and it's going down. But guess what? I don't see the economy that way. I see it being prosperous because I live in the world of the Father. I commune with my Father, and I'm in the kingdom. So when you live in the kingdom, you live differently than living in the world. I'm in prosperity. I speak prosperity. I speak growth. I speak a solid spiritual foundation. I speak promotion. I speak those things that are of my Father. And so you should begin to speak those things as well. As a matter of fact, make it up in your mind today that you're going to move forward in the plan of the Father. Make it up in your mind today that you're not going to allow any stumbling blocks to keep you from the will of the Father. Make it up in your mind today that you will seek God for all things because he is your source. He is your source for restoration. He is your source for deliverance. He is your source for healing. He holds all things in his hand. And in his hand and in his word is where he created all things. So we've got to go back to the very foundation. That foundation is the Garden of Eden, where God walked and talked with us in the eve of the day. And he gave us dominion over this world and over this earth. We've got to go back and reclaim the things that the enemy has tricked us into allowing him to come in and steal. We've got to reclaim those things in the name of the Father. And I just thank God for allowing you to just commune with you today and to deliver what thus said the Lord. I thank God because he is so faithful to us. I thank God because he moves and he moves on our behalf. And I thank God for favor just in your life today, allowing you to come here and hear what thus said the Lord. I'm going to end this a little differently today. I'm going to end with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together again today, God. God, I ask that you bless the hearers, not just the hearers, but the doers of your word, oh God. God, I ask that you allow this word to just sit and just marinate in the lives of the people, oh God. God, I ask that you allow this word to just go and dwell in the heart of your people and allow it to do the work that you've set it out for it to do, oh God. God, I ask that you touch these people now, God. Touch your audience like never before, oh God. Give them deliverance, oh God, and healing, oh God. God, hear their prayers and answer like never before, oh God. Allow them to see the manifestation of you, God. Allow them to see that you are yet on the throne and you yet reign and you're yet in control, oh God. God, allow them to see you in their lives like never before, God. Allow them to see you, God. See your face, God. Allow them to see themselves as created in your image, Father. And I thank you, God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing here on earth, oh God, as it is in heaven, oh God. I thank you, God, for your protection and your provision. I thank you, God, for your direction and your guidance and your instruction. God, thank you for just moving. God, I ask that you allow your audience, God, to see you and see the manifestation of you like never before, oh God. I ask that you just guide their footsteps, oh God. Guide their words, oh God. Guide them and protect them, oh God, from any danger, God, both seen and unseen, oh God. Protect them, oh God. I ask that you just place a veil, God, of protection over your people, God, like never before, oh God. Reign in their lives, God, so that they may be renewed. They may have a chance to see you, God. They may have a chance to just be focused and commune, God. God, I ask that you just dwell around them with your spirit, oh God, and just provide for them everything that they need, oh God. Show them, God, that you are still here. You walk with them. You talk with them, oh God, and that you're there, God, and that you're there for them, that you're reaching out to them, oh God. Allow them to see, God, that you have, you know the plans, God, that you have for their lives, oh God. and allow them to see the plan, oh God, that you have, but not just see the plan, but walk in the plan, oh God, and just watch the plan manifest and just there before their very eyes, oh God. Thank you, God, for just allowing this opportunity, oh God, to reach out to your people, to reach out to your kingdom, the kingdom work, God, that you have, the just oh, going out to the nations and preaching and teaching your gospel, oh God, and just delivering the Holy Spirit on the platform, oh God. God, I ask that you go with each of your audience, oh God, and meet them where they are, oh God. Let them know that they do not have to be perfect, God, and that this is a race, God, and that we are to endure until the very end, oh God. And I thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives, oh God. I thank you for this session. God, I ask that you seal it with your stamp of approval, oh God, like never before, oh God. God, I ask that people see you, God, in this and not me, God, but they see and they hear you, God. God, I thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. I pray that this is a blessing for you today. I pray that you move forward in the assignment and not that you just rebuild your foundation, but you find yourself rebuilding your sister's and your brother's foundation. I pray that this restores the love of God in your life. It restores the love of God on your life so that people may see the grace, the glory, and the manifestation of God, our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ. Be blessed.